I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. Sunday's referendum in southern Sudan got us thinking about new countries. For our geo-quiz today, it's worth noting that there have been more than 30 countries created in the past two decades. Remember when the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991? That paved the way for 15 independent countries, from Armenia to Uzbekistan. The war in the former Yugoslavia in the 1990s also led to some new political states. So here's the question. What are the five newest countries? Don't take too long on this one. Sheena Barkley is an editor with the Times Atlas of the World. And Sheena, we're turning to you for help with today's geo-quiz, okay?
Okay.
Can you give us the name of the newest country to step up onto the world stage?
The newest country on the world stage was Kosovo, which was formed officially in 2008.
And what about before Kosovo?
Prior to that, it was again in the Balkans region with Serbia and then Montenegro in 2006.
All right, I'm going to push you and see if you can go back a couple more even.
The next one is East Timor breaking away from Indonesia, and then Palau in the mid-90s. Prior to that, you're looking at the likes of the Stans, the Czech Republic, and also the kind of breakup of the Soviet Union, and also back to the Balkans in the early 90s with Croatia, Slovenia, and Macedonia.
Okay, wow. Seems like, I mean, these happen with some regularity then.
Yes, I mean, there are now 193 countries officially in the world. And as you say, there's been a huge amount of change, particularly since the fall of the former Soviet Union. So right throughout the 90s, you were seeing the Stans right across Central Asian area, plus the whole change within the Balkans. So yes, I mean, it's far more regular than probably people realize.
And what qualifies a place as a new independent country? Is it just a matter, or I would imagine it's more than a country simply declaring its independence?
Yes, I mean, it has to be, in order for it to be recognised, there has to be certain things that have to be in place in terms of a legal structure, a government structure operating out of that country, and international recognition as a independent and separately operating entity. I mean, there are various places around the world which have several levels of those factors already operating. And I think, you know, as time goes on, we will see quite a bit of change again with several countries that we're looking at where there is, as I say, a level of independence already operating and claims for independent status.
What are some of those? Give me some examples.
Well, I mean, a good example is the referendum that's going on in southern Sudan at the moment over the weekend. But other areas, for example, Somalia is another one where Somaliland in the northern part of Somalia is effectively a de facto independent section of Somalia, and certain parts do actually recognise it internationally as an independent nation. And then you have the likes of Western Sahara, long-standing claim for independence there, and, you know, a huge amount of independent operation within Western Sahara. And another area that we look at is the likes of Northern Cyprus as well, and again, Taiwan is a long-standing one.
So there's some sort of a vote that happens locally, and then, what is it, the UN has to kind of give its stamp of approval for a new country?
Well, I mean, I think that Sudan is a good case in point where you have UN operatives in there monitoring the referendum. So there is a certain amount of international credence given to and lobbying and then support for independence that drives the final change. It'll be very interesting to see what happens in Sudan over the weekend. I think that's been one that's been on the agenda for a long time, so it'll be interesting to see what change happens there.
Sheena Barkley is an editor with the Times Atlas of the World, and she gave us the answer to today's geo-quiz. Kosovo, Serbia, Montenegro.
And then prior to that was East Timor, and Palau was the fifth one.
Thanks, Sheena.
Thank you.